Now it is time for our final game. Lightning fill-in-the-blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Paula Poundstone and Adam Felber each has 3 points. Sue Ellicott has 1.
So, Sue, you are in third place. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Now, all of your questions, Sue, are about banned books. Here we go. J.K. Rowling's books about the young wizard blank were among the most frequently banned between 1990 and 2000.
Harry Potter.
Right. Claims of racism caused Mark Twain's classic blank to be banned from schools across the U.S.
Huckleberry Finn.
Right. Holden Caulfield's salty language and questionable morals are the main reasons that the book blank still gets banned.
Catcher in the Rye.
Right. The Comstock Law of 1873 banned lewd and indecent books like Moll Flanders and the Canterbury Tales from being blanked.
Taped?
No, mailed. 1873. Oh. They didn't have tape.
They were quite advanced in certain pockets of the U.S.
Offended by the nudity in Maurice Sendak's picture book In the Night Kitchen, some schools fixed the problem by blanking the main character.
Oh, they put a diaper on him.
They did. They put a little diaper on him in the book. In 1989, two California school districts banned an illustrated version of blank because the book showed the heroine bringing a basket of wine to grandmother's house.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Right. Because American publishers were so shocked by its depiction of an obsession with a pre-adolescent, Vladimir Nabokov was forced to publish blank in France.
Lolita.
Right. Calling it obscene, inappropriate, low, vulgar, and profane, Texas's education commissioner removed blank from the list of books approved for use in high schools in 1982.
Bar Bar Black Sheep.
No, The Dictionary.
All true.
Education Commissioner Raymond Bynum felt that Merriam-Webster's new collegiate dictionary included words that were not suitable for adoption. As a result, Texas's approved list included no dictionaries revised after 1969. Carl, how did Sue do in our quiz?
Sue had a good round, Peter. She had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Sue now has 13 points and the lead.
We have flipped a coin. Paula has elected to go second, so Paula, you're up next. All of your questions, suitably enough, are about game shows. Host Richard Dawson was notorious for kissing all of the female members of the families competing on blank.
The Family Feud.
Right. Paul Lynde won 2 Daytime Emmy Awards for his quips as the center square on blank.
Because he was so funny on Hollywood Squares.
Right. With 74 wins, Ken Jennings holds the longest winning streak in the game show blank.
Jeopardy?
Right. Until the late 1980s, contestants who solved the puzzle on blank had to use the money to shop for prizes displayed in the studio.
Wheel of Fortune?
Right. In the 1970s version of Name That Tune, songs in the Sing-A-Tune segment were performed by a then-unknown blank.
Linda Ronstadt.
No, Kathy Lee Gifford. When it debuted in 1999, ABC's nighttime game show blank revitalized that genre.
I Want to Be a Millionaire.
Yes, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Very good. Though it is the longest-running game show ever, the catchphrase blank was not used on The Price is Right until the mid-70s.
Come on down!
Right. According to legend, when a contestant on You Bet Your Life explained that she had so many children because she loved her husband, Groucho Marx replied, blank.
I like my cigar, too, but I take it out every so often.
Exactly right. I love my cigar, too, but I take it out of my mouth every once in a while. The story goes that NBC cut that, of course, from the show's broadcast. Reportedly used the audience's reaction whenever they needed a big laugh for the laugh track. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Well, Paula had 7 correct answers for 14 more points.
Wow.
She now has 17 points and the lead.
My gosh. All right, so how many, then, does Adam need to win?
7 to tie, but 8
my
to win outright.
My gosh. All right, Adam, you ready for this?
What is my category?
Your
molecular
category
biology?
Is famous or infamous advertising slogans. You ready?
Okay,
here we go. The Wendy's hamburger slogan blank became a key catchphrase in the 1984 presidential election.
Where's the beef?
Right. In the 1950s, a little dabble do ya was the famous slogan for blank.
Brill cream.
Right. Also in the 1950s, we were told, you'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with blank.
Pepsodent.
Right. In the 1960s, millions of drivers agreed to, quote, think small and bought themselves a blank.
Bug.
Yes, a VW Beetle. In the early 1970s, Pepsi was advertised with the simple slogan blank.
Catch the spirit.
No. lip smacking, thirst quenching, ace tasting, motivating, good buzzing, cool talking, high walking, fast living, ever giving, cool fizzing Pepsi.
That's a fairly unfair fill in the blank.
After this slogan won an 1896 reader contest, namely All the World's News, but Not a School for Scandal, New York Times publisher Adolf Ox decided just to use his own slogan, which was blank.
All the news fit to print.
Right. In an ad, Nike once featured what they thought was a Kenyan tribesman saying, just do it, in his native tongue, but what he was really saying was blank.
These are killing my feet.
Oh, you're so close.
Really?
He said, I don't want these. Give me big shoes. Apparently, Nike paid local talent to repeat their famous slogan in their native language by giving them free shoes. But whoever dealt with the Samburu tribesmen did not speak Samburu. You'll be happy to know that these mistakes in translation are not always made by American companies. Consider the Chinese company that tried to sell men's underwear here in the U.S. under the name Pansy. Carl, did Adam do well enough to win?
Adam needed at least 7 to tie. He had 5 correct answers.
What does that mean, Carl?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
That means Paula Poundstone is this week's champion.